Oh, I didn't see you there. I was about to head out for lunch. I don't remember you having an appointment. Are you supposed to be here? Here, let me check really quickly to see if you're scheduled. Huh. That's odd. You are scheduled for an appointment, but I could have sworn that you weren't. Well, I can put this off for a little bit and just have a late lunch later. You are scheduled to be here after all. But tell me, do you remember setting up an appointment? No? Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. Here, follow me to my office, okay? We can get set up really quickly, and hopefully this will be a short appointment. Now tell me, are you still experiencing those bouts of insomnia? Okay. And those dreams that you've been experiencing, the ones that feel very vivid while you're experiencing them, but you're unable to recall any details of them after you've woken up, are you still having those? I see. Okay. Well, here, come on into my office. I want to do a new type of exam on you. Now, it's going to involve you looking at the tip of this device. Now, it may look like a rather simple pen light, but if you look very, very closely, you can see that the tip is studded with multiple small cameras and sensors. These cameras and sensors will take scans of your iris and also monitor your pulse and other vitals and feed them all back so I can look at the data and analyze them. I know that all the past talk therapy we've been doing hasn't really uncovered any of the underlying issues you've been having with your insomnia and all those strange dreams. So, this device should uncover a little bit more detail, and it should let me see some of the inner working of your mind, because the mind and body are linked together. One acts in tandem with the other. So, if I'm able to see something slightly off with the small movements of your eyes or the contractions of your iris, it could indicate something a little deeper down. So, just look at the tip of this pen light and follow it as I move it over to the right and then to the left. Now back to center. Very good. You're tracking it excellently. The sensors in the tip of this pen light can detect how deeply focused you are on something by how accurately you can track it. So if I move it up and down rapidly and then back to center, you have no problem following it with your eyes easily and effortlessly to the left, to the right. Center, up, 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 down, 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 center, left, a little bit more to the left, all the way to the right, center, up, 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 all the way down, center, focusing on the tip of the pen light. Up, Up, all the way up, all the way down. Center. All the way to the left, all the way down. Center. All the way to the right. Center. All the way down. Center. Up, up, up. Down, down, down. All the way down. Deeper down. All the way down. All the way down. Deeper and deeper. Let those eyes close for a moment and just rest them. You've been focusing very intently on the tip of my pen light. So, I want you to rest those eyes for a moment. Close them. Keep them closed. And open them as I count from 1 to 3. 1, 2, 3. Looking back at the tip of the pen light, notice how the light emitted from it is soft and faint. Now look up, up, down, 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 center, left, right, center, down, 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 all the way down, and close those eyes. Maybe imagining that you're sleeping. Maybe imagining that you're dreaming. It's a nice dream, though. A restful, calm dream. One that will make you feel very good. You can follow this dream. You can follow my instructions as you open your eyes. In 1, 2, 3. Look at the pen light. Up, up, down, 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 all the way down. And close those eyes. And drift for a moment. In relaxation. Now you've been doing very well, and I've gotten some very interesting data from this whole little exercise. I'm going to have to analyze it a bit more intensely. So, I'm going to need you to do something for me in a moment as I count from 1 to 3. Over in the corner of my office, there's a privacy screen. Behind it, there's a hospital robe. Don't worry, it's the kind that opens up in the front, so it's very easy to put on, and it should be very comfortable. Along with that robe, there's going to be a pair of non-slip socks. I need you to remove everything and leave it there and put on that robe and those non-slip socks. You can do that for me, right? Of course you can. This is all to make you feel better. And with all the data I've gotten, I think we're really close to a breakthrough. So, when I count from 1 to 3, you'll automatically and effortlessly go behind that privacy screen and change into that robe and those non-slip socks. In 1, 2, 3. All right, there you go. Go behind the privacy screen and get changed. When you're done, come out here and we can head down the hall, okay? There's another examination room, one that you've never been to, one that has some new specialized equipment that we can use to help you. Oh, and could you be a good girl and make sure that you leave your phone and all your other personal effects behind the privacy screen with your clothes? Don't worry, I'll lock the door to my office so there's no risk of them going missing. You won't need them in the room down the hallway. You won't need anything. All you need to do is relax. Okay, there you are. Now, follow me, okay? Here, let me get the office door, and now I can close it and make sure that it's locked. Nice and safe and sound. All your stuff will be there when you get back, okay? Trust me. Let's stroll down the hallway now, shall we? I'm glad that you put on those non-slip socks. It's a real annoyance trying to walk down these hallways in just regular socks. You see, they don't have anything to get traction on the flooring, so you just slide around. It's much easier to walk along and follow me now that you're wearing those socks. And I hope that robe is thick enough. I know that it's a little chilly in here with the AC set how it is. But the examination room should be quite a bit more comfortable than this hallway. Almost there. Almost all the way down the hall. You've been very compliant. It's almost unnecessary for me to do this. However, I have to. Feel the hypodermic needle sinking into your neck. Oh, you silly girl. You really think we wouldn't suspect that you'd start to regain your memories? You really think that we're going to buy that it's all just a bunch of dreams you can't remember? Admittedly, part of me believes you. Part of me thinks you're not making it up. But I can't take that risk. That's why I injected you with that sedative. You can feel it working its way through your veins already. Oh, you poor girl. You're trying to run down the hallway. Well, it's rather hard to run when your legs and arms feel as if they're made out of lead. Oh, here, let me catch you. I wouldn't want you falling over and hurting yourself. You are, after all, a valuable asset to the agency. No harm should accidentally befall you. So, just try to relax as the drugs take effect. I know that you're confused right now, but it will all be clear soon. Trust me. Here, let me lift your chin up so you can look into my eyes directly, so you can know that I really mean it. Trust me. It's not like you have a choice. It's not like I'm going to give you a choice. I'm going to pick you up now and carry you down the hallway, all the way down to the end of the hallway, past the set of double doors, into the room that you've never been in before. You may be drifting in and out of consciousness, but that doesn't matter to me. You see, the agency has gone to great effort to make sure that we have all the proper resources here to deal with you. After all, this project has been years in the making. We can't have it going awry now. We can't have you deviating from the plans that we have set forth for you. We're going to have to make sure that you stay a good girl and a valuable asset to the agency. That's why we're in this large room. It's really more of an amphitheater. In the center of this grand space, there's a soft, padded examination table. That's where you're going to go. All around it, there are screens and monitors, all sorts of things that we're going to use on you if we have to. And maybe one or two things that I'll use on you if I want to. Because you know what? If I finish the agency's work early, who's to say how I spend my free time? Well, actually, it's probably going to be those fellows over there in the corner, hiding and sulking in the shadows. You know, you don't have to stand there. It's not like she can do anything. Or do you not trust me, and you're just here to watch me work? Oh well, it doesn't matter anyway, because I always get the results that I want. The results that must be. So, no reason to delay. Here, I'll put you down, nice and comfortable, safe and sound, on that soft, padded examination table. You can look around a bit if you want. Aw, you poor, poor thing. Those eyelids look so heavy. Oh, what's this? Are you trying to actually lift that arm of yours? You know that's an exercise in futility. There's nothing really you can do. Because really, we control everything. You came along exactly how you were programmed to if something was to come up. Didn't you think it was odd that you came to my office even though you didn't have an appointment? Oh, what's this? I said there was an appointment. Well, I lied. You came because you needed to be fixed for us. You came involuntarily. It's all part of the plan, all part of the agency's plan. And of course, I'm honored to have the opportunity to work with such an extraordinary subject. You have been quite a valuable asset to the agency. Don't tell me you don't remember. I was looking at you, examining you, as I carried you in here. And your expression revealed something. Something's floating around inside your head. You know, the drugs I injected into your neck, they eroded away the barrier between your conscious and subconscious mind. Maybe that's why this feels like one of your dreams. One of your many, many dreams. that you've been having, all of those dreams that you've been seeing me for. Oh my, that really has seemed to provoke quite the reaction in you. Are you going to give it another shot? Are you going to try to really resist this time? Do it. Try to lift up that arm. Oh, almost, almost, oh no, you can't. Oh well, you gave it your best shot. That's all you really can do. Now be a good girl and relax. We're going to begin the procedure. Hey, I need two of you from over there to help me with this. Strap her down and get the IV ready. I'll need to make sure that she has a constant drip as we work on her. This could take quite a while, so make sure that we have enough. For, I'd say, at least an hour. And you know what? To just make it safe, let's give her a double dose. I know that it's not strictly to regulations. However, I don't want to be here too much longer past 1 hour. I am skipping my lunch break after all. And I have been known to get quite grumpy when I'm hungry. So maybe for her sake, we should try to make this a quick session. Good. Get our arms and legs strapped in. And you, look for a vein that's suitable for that IV. Wait a minute. Is she looking at you? Are you making eye contact with her? Shit! Agent Jones, snap out of it! This is why I send out those memos, and that's why you should read them. If I hadn't been here, she might have had a chance to establish control. You are just standing there like a slack-jawed idiot. She reacts reflexively. She doesn't know what she's doing. But when she's drugged up like this, she can be quite unpredictable. You shouldn't let your guard down for 1 second around her. Give me that. I'll find the vein and make sure she gets the right dosage. You go away now. You can't be here. Not while we're working. Ah, that was quite naughty of you. Really, we can't have you testing out your abilities in an unapproved setting. That sort of behavior really pisses off the higher up. They put a lot of money into this program, and they don't like things that are unpredictable. That's why you came in to get a little mental tuna, just like you were programmed to. And now that you're nice and comfortably restrained on that examination table, and finally, properly sedated, you won't be needing that robe of yours any longer. It will just get in the way of all the little sensors I have to attach onto your head and body. Now, it may feel a little brisk in this room. However, it shouldn't be too chilly for you. I know that you're nice and comfortable in that row, but it will just get in the way. So away, it must go. Aw, now don't blush. I've seen all this before. This isn't the first time that you've needed a little mental tune-up. Now, as I put on all these little sensors and probes on your head and exposed body, there is one thing I'm going to have to ask you. What is the code? You didn't fill it out on your report to the agency. Now, there's no use in playing dumb. What is the code? I'm going to expect you to tell me it by the time I'm done getting you all hooked up. I'm still waiting. What is the code? You've been such a good girl up until this point, even including that unfortunate little accident with Agent Jones. It would be a shame if I had to punish you in order to get that information out of you. You may be a valuable asset to the agency, but only when you cooperate. So again, I ask you, what is the code? So that's how it's going to be. You're not going to tell me. Now don't pretend like you don't know. Everything is inside your mind. If I just go deep enough. At any rate, I am done hooking you up with all these little sensors and probes. Let's see what's on the monitors. Your vitals look stable, and the capacitors for the electrostimulation unit seems to be fully charged. Let's test it out now, shall we? Oh my, you are really twitching around. And you know what? The unit was only set to 10%. It goes much higher. In fact, here it is, twice as strong, set at 20%. It must feel as if every nerve ending in your whole body is lit up with a million volts. At least that's how it seems to be from your reaction. Even though you're heavily, heavily sedated, your body still involuntarily jerks and spasms. Now, I could just keep on doing this all day long. The unit takes almost no time to charge. I can discharge it once, twice, or even three times in a row. Aw, did you think I'd have mercy on you? And that I wouldn't do the last one? Poor you. Now, tell me, what are the codes? There's no way that this could be comfortable for you. There's no way that you could be enjoying this. It must be agonizing being shocked like this, not knowing when the next one will happen. You know, you're making this much more difficult on yourself than it has to be. It really doesn't have to be like this. In fact, I can show you how it could be so much more enjoyable, this whole experience. You know, sometimes you rather enjoy belonging to us. Because the electrostimulation unit doesn't just punish. It can also reward you. You see, the body reacts to certain frequencies of electromagnetic energy in very peculiar ways. If I was to just reset this device a bit, instead of painfully shocking you, it would send a mind-numbing wave of euphoria and pleasure throughout your mind and body. What if I was to reset this device for pleasure, starting at 10% of its max output? You see, you're squirming around in your restraints, but for a different reason. You know, you don't have to just be motivated by avoiding a punishment. You could be working towards earning a reward. How about I turn up the intensity to 20%? That will feel so much more pleasurable. That's a good girl. Belonging to the agency isn't all torture. There's parts of it that you really, truly enjoy. I might be persuaded to let you enjoy yourself a bit more if you were to give me those codes. I'm waiting. Is there anything that you have to say? Well, if not, it's very easy for me to switch this device back to its first setting, the one that's much less enjoyable. And you know what? If you keep this up, I could just turn it up to 30%. That's much more intense now, isn't it? It keeps on going up and up and up. So I want you to think about that as I switch back the device to the more pleasurable setting, as I switch this setting up to 30%. Wouldn't you much rather be feeling this rather than this? Feeling pleasure is so much more enjoyable than feeling discomfort, pain, and torment. Instead, you could just be feeling bliss and obedience. If you were to comply With us, the agency, you would feel so much better. Perhaps now is a good time for me to mention that all these devices give me some very interesting insights into your mind. You could almost think of it as if I could read it. I can see when you're trying to resist, and I can punish you accordingly. But I can also see when you're truly and completely trying to comply with us, and I can reward that behavior quite generously. Do you understand? Good. Very, very good. So, this should be simple. I want you to think the phrase, "I will comply with the agency," in your mind, but just don't think it. Really, believe it, accept it, internalize it. I will know when you truly and completely accept that, deep down deep. So don't pretend like you accept it. I'll know when you're faking it. So just think that little phrase in your head. I will comply with the agency. I know that you involuntarily think about it when I say it. However, you don't really believe it. And I can see that you don't really believe it. Yet, so that's a punishment. Remember, you could be feeling much better than you are right now. Let me remind you of that fact. That feels good. This, not so much. Maybe focus on what you want to minimize and maximize right now. Maybe you want to maximize your pleasure while you minimize your discomfort. That might mean that you need to comply with the agency. That must mean that you need to think the phrase, "I will comply with the agency," in your mind. Not good enough. Quite yet, but it's better than before. You're a smart girl. You'll catch on soon enough. You really are helpless here. Nobody's coming to save you, so you might as well comply with us. I will comply with the agency. Very good. That's a bit better. You still are resisting. However, I think you deserve just a tiny break. I'll turn down the intensity from 30% to 20%. Notice the difference? However, I'll still keep the pleasurable pulsations set at 30%. You know, there's a lot more territory to cover with all these settings. They can go much higher. In fact, I'll set the pleasurable pulsations to 50%. Oh my, what a reward. What a treat. Something to look forward to. And it goes so much higher than that. But you haven't earned that yet. So back down to 30%. Until, perhaps, you truly believe that you will comply with the agency. Think that phrase, "I will comply with the agency." Very good. You accepted it for just a moment there. For one split second, you believed it completely and totally. Let's build on that. I'm going to set the intensity of this pleasurable pulsation back up to 50%, and you'll feel it again if you believe that phrase, "I will comply with the agency," a little bit longer, maybe for a full second. Say it in your mind. Say it now. "I will comply with the agency." There. That was better. I can see into your mind. I can slowly whittle away at that resistance you pretend to have until there's nothing left. And then we can begin the very important work of remolding you. It might not be easy. And at times it may be uncomfortable, but it will all be worth it when you accept, deep down deep, that you will comply with the agency. You see, you accepted it there without me even prompting you. You're making good progress. That just shows. You really are a smart girl, and you know what's good for you. But what's really best for you is if your mind is completely under my control. Wouldn't it feel much better to say that phrase out loud? My mind is under your control. Oh, you're trying to resist that? That won't do. I'll have to correct that resistance. I'll have to set the intensity up even higher to 50%. I'm going to have to make sure that every single bit of resistance is drained from you so that you can really enjoy all the pleasure of having your mind controlled. The interesting thing about the human mind is that it's best at detecting the difference between extremes and stimuli. So if I was to go from a very painful jolt to a very pleasurable jolt, the difference would be magnified immensely. You would experience exponentially more pleasure because the contrast of the painful jolt would be so fresh in your memory. Always remember that I can take you from the throes of ecstasy and have you writhing in agony in just seconds. So let's get to work on ensuring that your mind is completely under my control. Maybe then I'll get those codes out of you, the ones that you're being so stubborn in giving up. So, I do have one final thing to use on you. Some powerful hypnotic gas. Here, relax as I bring the breathing mask up to your face. This is a very special hypnotic gas that's laced with powerful aphrodisiacs. The lust that it will make you feel is indescribable. It's really best that you are restrained when you experience it, because I doubt you'd be able to control your hands for long if you weren't. And there's no need for a good girl like you to put on such a shameful act in front of me. Get ready to breathe it in as I press the breathing mask against your face. Aw, what's this? You're trying to hold your breath? Well, that won't last for very long, especially when I do this. You see, you involuntarily inhale when I shock you like that. For being a bad girl like that and resisting, I'm going to turn the intensity up to 60%. Behave yourself. Anyways, it's much better that you focus on the effects the gas is having on you. Your breathing is becoming slow and shallow. Time around you seems to be distorted, and your senses seem heightened. I'm going to count back now from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, your conscious mind will fade into oblivion. We don't need that part of you. 10. Breathe in that sweet, hypnotic gas. Feel the chemicals and aphrodisiacs flooding through your veins. 9. Every nerve ending in your entire body is coming to life, ready to feel pleasure. 8. Every part of you aches with arousal. You're so desperate to touch. Your hands strain against the restraints. 7. Poor you. I guess I could give you a little something to tide you over. I'll set the intensity to 70% now. The pleasure wipes away your mind. You have no mind. You're nothing. 5. You can feel your heart starting to fall into a slow, rhythmic pattern. 4. You're fading quickly into the deep, lustful, mindless oblivion that will allow me to control you so deeply and easily. 3. As you breathe in the hypnotic gas, you realize that you want this to happen. It feels good to let it happen. 2. You want your mind to be completely under my control. And 1. Accepting that. Say it out loud. My mind is under your control. Good girl. I'm going to set the intensity up to 100% now. You see, it feels better having your mind like this. This is how things should be. Now, I will have to start reprogramming your mind in a moment, and I'll have to wipe this part of your memory. But don't you worry. It's going to feel good. Most of the time. You see, this device can send pulses of pleasure and pain that will be encoded into your subconscious neural impulses, becoming part of who you are, deep down deep, training you to be a better asset for the agency. You've been through this many times. This is just a little tune-up. Though it is odd that these little tune-ups seem to have become a more common occurrence. I'll have to look into that. We don't want your mental conditioning to wear off. So, I'll let the process start. Both the pleasure settings and the pain settings are set to max. It's time to let your mind be rewritten by pleasure and pain in 3, 2, 1, start. That's a good girl. Let it flow over you. Let it overwhelm your mind and body. It's fine if you shut down and just drift into a deep, deep sleep. Eventually, I'll wake you up. Eventually, you'll return to consciousness, not remembering a thing. Though maybe you subconsciously remember the pleasure of being controlled like this. Maybe that's part of why you keep on returning for these little tune-ups. Well, I'll let you just drift now, deeper and deeper into this pleasure, deeper and deeper into this mindless bliss.